Blog Talk Radio.
Getting back to yourself,
who was Catholic, first French colonist landed at Paris Island, what is now Florida, also U.S. Marine Base, where it's very difficult, of course, the Marines are probably the most exacting. And French Huguenots landed there. The Huguenots were the French Protestants, the ones who survived the St. Bartholomew's massacre, instigated by Catherine de' Medici, to rid France of the Protestants. Horrible for French Huguenots, their parents, children. The ones that survived came to places like New Rochelle, New York, and also Delaware, where the famous DuPont family settled. And DuPont, the original DuPont, chemist, started the DuPont Brewers, which later merged into Motors, even to the state, Delaware still has an interest in business. Pierre DuPont, descendants, was the governor of Delaware. As a matter of fact, we share the same day, not date. Also, on this day in 1790, George Washington created the U.S. Navy Department set up, and we should honor them. And San Jose State University was founded here in California. And one of the great pops orchestra, probably the best and most famous in American musical, the Boston Pops, was set up. Max Fiedler, background, his son Arthur Fiedler was the conductor of the Boston Pops for about 40 years. He liked Chase Fire Engine. Also, if you like ice cream, the cone was in the And also in 1900, Hawaii was annexed by the United States. Now, one of the reasons why the L.A. Clippers cannot be sold by Donald Sterling is because he only owns 50% of it. His wife owns the other 50% of California law, community property, and she, of course, did not make any public statements criticizing Blacks or any other, even though the family is Jewish heritage practice. So in California, community property, it's 50-50. She owns 50% of the L.A. Clippers and over $250 million. So he can, Donald Sterling may be forced to sell his half or may do so voluntarily, but the other half is owned by his wife. And she can come to the game. She can participate. So, you know, these people have thrown off their rocket as, you know, not thinking and looking at, you know, reality, the political reality of the situation. Now, I call it the Sterling Syndrome because Donald Sterling, a.k.a. Torkel, he changed Jewish heritage. Came to, born in Chicago, his family moved to L.A. 2 years old. But a lot of these guys who are in the 80s, pushing 90, who have a position in society, whether they're lawyers, doctors, judges, in my own experience, in professional media and federal courts and other things, that because I'm sparsely involved, that I've seen this not only experience not only private life, personal life, I've seen other people who were treated by these types. And you're not on the same social level, you're not on the same ethnicity, you don't have the position that you think we have, or they we have. And they talk down to you, they're condescending, they're racist. Of course, Donald Sterling, not the only one. So I call it the Sterling Syndrome, and experiencing something similar with infamous doctor. We'll get into that other day. Now, also on this day is the anniversary this week of the famous crime film of the 30s, Public Enemy, starring James Cagney and Mae Clark, where Cagney, this famous scene, I don't know how they got away with it, where Cagney, Mae Clark, at the breakfast table, chides Cagney. Cagney just gets up from sleeping. He is not in a good mood, and she chides him. And so the famous scene where Cagney takes his grapefruit and smashes it into May Clark's face. And wonder if Donald Sterling feels about it, mistress.
Go ready, Tom.
Ain't you got a drink in the house?
Well, not before breakfast, dear.
I didn't ask you for any lip. I asked you if you had a drink.
I know, Tom, but... Well, gee, I wish that...
Hey, you go down wishing stuff again. I wish you was a wishing well. So that I could tie a bucket to you and sink you.
Maybe you found someone you like better.
Well, of course, you don't see the audio, but he smashes the grapefruit in her face. And he got away with it in the 30s. Women get away with it. Hey. Now, here is, I think it's important, where people realize who they're dealing with, Donald Sterling. This was a clip from Sterling.
Because I don't see your views. I wasn't raised the way you were raised.
Well, then, if you don't feel, don't come to my games. Don't bring black people and don't come.
Do you know that you have a whole team that's black that plays for you?
Do I know? I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them?
That's allegedly Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling telling his then-mistress, The Silviano, to remove black people from her Instagram account, including Magic Johnson.
I'm just saying that it's too bad you can't admire him privately. And during your entire f***ing life, your whole life, admire him. Bring him here, feed him, f*** him, I don't care. You can do anything. But don't put him on an Instagram so the world has to see, so they have to call me. And don't bring him into my games, okay?
Sterling's wife told TMZ her husband is not a racist, saying it's not true. Also saying the tape recordings were, quote, old.
He's long been thought to be somewhat of a bigot. But the issue now is the fact that everybody around the country knows.
Sterling, the son of Jewish immigrants, started his career in the early 60s as an attorney before transitioning to real estate, developing a track record of legal problems involving discrimination. In 2009, Clippers former general manager Elgin Baylor filed a wrongful termination suit against Sterling for what he called Sterling's pervasive and ongoing racist attitude, alleging Sterling wanted the Clippers to be poor black boys from the South and a white head coach. Sterling denied the allegations, and Baylor dropped the racial discrimination suit. Also in 2009, Sterling paid what was, at the time, the largest housing discrimination settlement in U.S. history. The Justice Department sued Sterling for allegedly refusing to rent apartments to African Americans and Latinos. Again, Sterling denied the allegations, settling by paying nearly $3 million. In 2009, the Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP actually awarded Sterling with a Lifetime Achievement Award. They were about to do the same thing this year, but rescinded it once those recordings surfaced. The NAACP did not say how much money they received from Sterling, only that it will be returned. The decision to honor him made at the local level.
We have to urge our branches to make much more considered decisions.
No word from Sterling, who may not be able to stay quiet for much longer. Jason Carroll, CNN, New York.
Well, we'll be back Friday and we'll be with 30 minutes, I hope. So we'll end with our usual politics over in politics involving this, aka Berkowitz case. Only when it's said, shows condescension, attitude, and also this cheeky that he is, or I don't know if he's still involved in this. She may have African heritage. The media hasn't really looked at shielding her face when cameras are outside her house. So she needs to be there too, because of accusation. possible. It doesn't somebody's mind. Anyway, we'll end with our usual.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up some cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
where to call the bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Well, we'll be back Friday. Be sure to Civic Standard. Go to our new website. Step up. USB. YouTube. TUSB. So, thank you. And, audio. Historical. City was most all the most racist north. That was Chicago. Nation, of course, Harold Washington, black mayor of Chicago. Quite an interesting guy. He was baptized a Catholic, but he was anyway. So Peter Paul Brazola, good night.